Do you have phone books I can sit on?
I actually. I just.
Yeah, look at me. Look how low I am on the thing.
Just stretch it.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine.
Should I just put my hair up? Just push it up?
This is largely an audio format. You're fine. You're a big tall boy in audio, Jeff. Mm. All right? You're fine.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this blood-thickening episode of The Stab Show, Mom Hat Studios' Jeff Brown takes matters into his own hands when a high-stakes game of Duck Duck Goose turns into a survival of the fittest. While Stab Show favorite Frankie Lord has to decide if the needs of the many truly outweigh the needs of the few, when a group of needy ninja try to muscle in on the blood feud of a Make-A-Wish child, and Stab champion Molly Doan holds the fate of two adorable kittens in their hands, and one must die to save the universe. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, embarks on a cross-country journey to try to connect with an estranged daughter I just found out exists, while she's on the trip in the opposite direction to meet me where I just left. This and so much more on tonight's Stab. I tripped over the last word. On tonight's episode of the Stab
Show. Fix it in post. It's fine.
It was over music. I can't. Now let's dive right into the program with segment one. It's reorganization. Got to get back to the top of the file. Are you a floater or a fat, lazy, obnoxious asshole that evades responsibilities? I'm about to head back out to the desert, so I've lost almost 40 pounds again. For the last 6 months, I've been working about 70, 80 hours a week. I know, exhaustion brag. I can hardly argue most of the time. But the point is, I don't think anyone on this panel qualifies as a F-L-O-A-T-E-R floater, but I'm sure we've known more than a few in our time. But as irritating as it is to think about these floaters, let's quickly forget what I just told you F-L-O-A-T-E-R might mean to some, and instead give me who or what else F-L-O-A-T-E-R might stand for or represent to you, Jeff Brown.
It's a long acronym.
Yeah, we don't get long ones often, so I just saw this and thought, let's do it.
Like, I usually like short ones. I'm going to get a long one
short
today.
Dang. Jeff Brown, let's hear your F-L-O-A-T-E-R.
Jesse, do you know what edging is?
I've heard. Yeah.
Read?
I read.
Seen? Experienced? Okay, curious. Okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine. So I love edging.
Sure.
Love it. But not edging like physical edging.
Okay.
You know, not like in a sex way. Not that type of edging.
Okay.
No, I prefer my edging to be literary. Mm. Fictional. Sure. On the silver screen or written on the page. I'm tired of watching movies and reading books where characters fall in love and get married and have sex and don't live with their parents, and aren't super good at Fortnite. I'm tired. These unrelatable characters. What happened to nuance? What happened to subtlety? These days, you've got Brad Pitt, and The Rock, and Claire Danes, and Judi Dench, and The Rock, just up on that big screen, just having sex. Sex, sex, just sex, just constant sex. No subtlety, it's so boring. I miss the will-they-won't-they vibes of When Harry Met Sally or the chance at a fleeting glance, a la Jane Eyre. I'm begging, no, pleading all writers to both stage, page, and screen to give us more floaters. Mm-hmm. The trope floaters, or better known as the friends to lovers to occasional admirers teetering on the edge of romance.
Oh.
The edging of tropes. Look, Hollywood, I'm tired of seeing The Rock have sex. I want to leave the theater feeling both satisfied and unsatisfied at the same time. And for that, I need floaters. Sure, it was nice when Kate and Leopold got together at the end of the 2001 film Kate and Leopold. But you know what would have cemented Kate and Leopold in the audience's minds for more with more than just a happy ending. An ending where Kate pines after Leopold and they remain separated by 200 years of history. Would I feel satisfied with that kind of ending? No. But will it itch at my brain for years to come, forcing me to develop a sad obsession leading to writing a lot of Reddit posts and eventually stalking the actors in an attempt to reconcile my own shortcomings with the affection I never received from my parents? Yes, I would prefer that.
Sure.
And isn't that better than Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley ending up married and happy together? Isn't that better than Wesley and Buttercup having a happily ever after? Isn't that better than having to see The Rock have sex again? More floaters, less of The Rock having sex. You guys watched that? You guys have seen that too? No?
No. I'm trying to...
I just get aroused when he's on screen.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I just don't know that I recall... He seems to be a lot of just muscle lump asexual...
Whoa. Stop having sex in front of me.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to get all graphic. Thank you, Jeff. Truly a chaste floater. hey, Frankie.
Hi.
After that, what might you have in way of a floater?
This is my shortest reorganization ever.
Oh.
So remember last time I was here, we learned that I can't handle the word booger. I apparently can't handle the word floater either. So I was just like, let's crank it out. So I use floaters to remember all of the sex things I can do with my mouth.
Okay.
Flate, lick, oral, analingus, tongue punch with a dash, eat, rim, suck.
Cool. Just a fun little oral mnemonic.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Tongue punch.
With feels, a dash.
Well, yeah. It's hyphenated. feels like you got to build up a real specific muscle to get any sort of... You know what? I'm not going to think about it. I mean, I might think about it later when I'm edging all that literature.
But tongue punching the rock later on.
No. No. Well, I don't know.
why are we excluded from the tongue punching Dame Judi Dench?
Mm.
She does the tongue punching.
Mm-hmm.
That is why.
Yeah.
It's a switcheroo. It's an In My Shyamalan ending. Oh,
what a twist. thank you, Frankie. I'm sorry. Sorry you were disturbed by that floater of a booger. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Hey, Molly.
Yeah.
What do you have for us when it comes to an floater?
Okay. Are you a classy gent? A man about town? A city slicker? A sophisticate? Then you're probably a floater. Hell. You're probably floatering at the local dive bar every Saturday night. Hi, I'm Jasper Limpelnini. Jasper Limpelnini. Some of you may be asking, what is a floater? Oh, you poor inadequate man. Let me educate you. Floater stands for feeling like ordering a tasty evening red. A red what? A red wine, of course. Or a red-haired damsel, if that's your vice vixen. A Merlot, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, a Nebbiolo Brunchetto, a port. A true man of style and intrigue might lust for any or all of these tasty evening reds when in a floater state. Feeling like ordering a tasty evening red. Hell, we all do it, especially the strapping men of this nation. A man that loves filet mignon steak, where it's still kind of bloody, but he doesn't let it bother him, will floater. A man who likes to drive his family down the coast in his Ferrari Persangueur, will floater. A man who calls women names like Rhonda and Denise with a flirter. A man who goes to the theatre to see Les Misérables, but gets lost in the gleam of his date's clean-shaven thigh skin for the entire show. May floater. A man who glazes his muscles in the finest nut butters and Tahitian oils by the fireplace after pleasing the mayor, who's a woman. Might floater. You see, feeling like ordering a tasty evening red is nothing to be ashamed about, as Joe Biden has you believe. It's something every classy man, every cool guy, Mission de Peuple de Boue, does. Do you flotter? Maybe you're not ordering the right bœuf bourguignon de Chazelion.
Okay. All right. I thought I might have seen a gesture.
I was
signaling.
Trying to be like, cut.
Yeah, I thought I saw that, but I looked away to, at the inopportune moment, Flotel.
Someone go like this.
Oh, yes.
Will they begin?
I think I liked the Filet Mignon. All right, let's meet the panel. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, yeah. Good. Good for you. Yeah. How are things over at Mom Hat?
They're okay. You've seen one of us recently, aside from me.
Yeah.
And the other one virtually, aside from me.
Yeah.
And you saw Danielle a few months ago.
Sure.
Saw Emma recently. So mm-hmm. Take all that, put it together. You have a good idea about how we're doing?
Okay.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've started recording some new episodes that'll be coming out soon.
Nice.
So for those of you who know anything about what we do,
yeah,
be just excited about that.
Waiting on the Mom Hat content farm to fire back up.
I will say I think I'm done with Twitter now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which was unfortunate. It was like a good nesting ground for stuff. And. Mm. Just not. I don't know if you've heard. Not that great there anymore.
Doesn't seem like
it. No, not so cool.
So clearly,
yeah.
Clearly, you're firing up the Mom Hat threads.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You know what? I got so. Here's the thing: is when Stab happens and we do the prompts and you give them to us and yeah. I look at them and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Sure.
I spend a lot of time like I'm gonna write this and then I go and do anything else that mm-hmm. I possibly could be doing that I may never do. I ended up just logging into Blue Sky. That's how much I was avoiding doing some of these prompts. I just want you to know.
That's fair.
It's still there.
Yeah. Yeah. We still haven't found the replacement. Everybody hates Twix, but
yeah. Oh, is that the new sort of?
I don't know. That's what I've adopted.
That's good. That's weird. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah. Oh well.
I'm gonna steal that. And put good. It on Twix. I'm gonna use it now.
Please. Spread it. I've never had anything go farther than like 3 likes. That's why I hate it. I don't know. Well, good to have you. Always
Thank
a pleasure.
Thank
a gosh
you.
Darn pleasure. Frankie.
Hello.
Hi there. Still a Californian.
I am.
That's
I am.
Still happening.
Mm-hmm.
You can threaten all you want.
Well, I have a car though.
Yeah.
So
you can go any fucking where you want.
Yeah, I'm getting one step closer, baby.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Well, aside from crying wolf about leaving us, what else have you been up to?
Well, presently I have a tummy ache, and I'm here anyway, being very brave.
Oh,
so
sorry. Can we trace it back to something? Could we?
Brave.
Very brave.
Yes. Sure. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's totally my fault. I took a nicotine patch. On the way in. So
okay.
Made myself sick. Yeah.
Well.
You like put it in your gum. It's how the Zoomers do the. It's how the kids do chew, but not really these days.
Yeah. So you're chawing a fucking nicotine patch. That's
your big league chewing a nicotine patch.
That's what.
I'm just seeing if it helps with my symptoms.
Is that how it's supposed to be administered? Do you have a sublingual fucking nicotine
these
patch?
These ones are, yeah. Okay. Because it's a little, it's like, it's more like a silica pouch than like a.
Well, those also aren't supposed to go in your mouth.
It says don't eat, don't not put in between your gums and your lips. Yeah. It's fine.
Don't soak.
Yeah.
You're okay to soak a silica pouch. Okay, fine.
It keeps the mouth fresh.
Yeah, sure. As silica does, it absorbs all the moisture. So that doesn't seem like, okay, you know what? It's not for me to say.
Look, I'm Jesse. I exercise now. I'm going to make comments on everyone's things now.
Boo, health. happy to have you.
Thanks.
And I guess I'll have to break out the sticker sheet when we're done here and give you a little smiley face for yes. toughing through a little tummy ache. I can't give you a nurse's note because we don't have one.
Okay. Do you have little lollipops? That really makes me feel like the bravest boy.
I don't know if we do. Okay. We got Starburst. That's as close as I can get.
Okay.
All right. Well, good to have you.
Good to be here.
As always. Molly Doan.
Yo.
How the heck are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Have my Diet Coke.
Oh, good, good. How's Los Angeles?
Los Angeles is great. It's hot.
Yeah.
The vibes are good. Mm. Overall, people are very happy here, including myself. we surf. No, we don't surf. Well, I'm going to a friend's birthday next weekend, and it's at the beach, and she does surf, so I basically surf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By proxy, you surf.
Yeah. Although I was just in Sacramento very quickly for the weekend, and
you
I went to the
son
state
of
fair.
A bitch.
I had to go to the state fair.
Yeah, well, we're like 2 miles from Cal Expo. You couldn't have. We're less than that. You couldn't have swung by. It would have killed you. I'm your Jewish mother.
I think you were open when I went.
Oh, we're open every
what
weekend.
What am I supposed to do? Come by and poop on your door?
Yes.
Okay.
Like everybody else on Broadway. Have you been to Broadway lately?
Yeah.
They managed to poop on the door, not in front of the door.
No,
on it.
They open the mail slot. That's accuracy. What sort of performing you got going on down there?
A lot of improv, which we love. Mostly Wednesday nights at this theater called the Yard Theater in Hollywood on Melrose.
Ooh.
So you'd think the parking's bad, but it's all right.
No,
okay.
No, parking on Melrose is not good.
After 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Question in the chat. What is on the board behind Molly?
Oh, the written board? This is Eric's desk, so this is some think tank stuff,
Big ideas.
Something he's working on.
Big ideas.
He's in the chat, so I'll let him talk about it if he wants.
Yeah. Eric, let Danielle know what's on the board. Well, cool. Yeah, seems like more theaters are popping up down there now, so that's good.
It's an interesting movement. All the big places are closing, and there's just all these cool smaller places that are now medium places, but they're all like aligned together.
Sure.
But they're all like separate. It's nice, you know. Yeah, it's good vibes. It's improv. Nobody's making money, so we can just at least be cool to each other.
Don't I know it?
Yeah, just give me some light beer and let me do my thing. I'll show up.
Oh yeah, I hope it's still a staple down there. I just remember every improv show at every weird hole in the wall theater, just stacks of pizzas and beers on stage, just free to everybody coming in. Is that still a staple? Okay, good.
At some places, yeah.
All right. Glad to hear.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You drink that Tecate.
Get the cheapest swill you can hand out. Wonderful to have you, Molly. Let's get back in the program. It's segment 2. It's greeting cards. Sure. It's been 100+ in Sacramento for basically the last 5 weeks straight. But, you know, Christmas is coming in a roundabout way. I mean, it'll be December sometime. What I'm trying to do is get us to a point for greeting cards being the next segment. And even I can't stretch it that hard. But major holidays aside, greeting cards exist for all sorts of things. And that's what you're going to prove right now. Because in greeting cards, you've been asked to compose one card each for each of the following events, occurrences, or situations. So we're going to go 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3 times around as we do in segments two. Jeff Brown!
Yeah, boy!
Sorry, that...
Sorry, I didn't mean to, that's bad.
Both of our reads were unnecessary. No. Jeff, let's get us started first time around with your sorry, but everyone totally saw that card.
All right. So on the front, it says, amongst friends and family, a hug is always welcome. Mm. And then when you open it on the inside, it says, but maybe a handshake would be better when meeting a new coworker for the first time. Signed, the entire office's secondhand embarrassment.
Well,
that's based on a true story.
Oh, no. No.
It's only second to... You were going to go for the handshake, and they were going to go for the fist bump.
No,
and then you switch, and then you want to die.
No, I think that's a lot farther down. I don't know that that's second.
it's all the same to me.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jeff. Hey, Frankie.
Hi.
What do you have in way of a sorry, but everybody totally saw that card?
Okay, so my three cards tonight kind of tell a story.
Okay.
Okay. So first card, it's an official company card, and it reads... You tripped coming into work this morning. Mm. We all saw, and we only kind of think less of you. And all 32 of your coworkers have signed it.
Nice. Nice. Oh, to get all of them to sign? That's a feat in itself. Molly, let's finish up our first rotation on greeting cards with your sorry, but everyone totally saw that card.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just maximized the zoom. Minimize.
Oh, no.
Minimize. Shift to the right. Open my dock.
Enhance. Okay.
Zing, zing, I'm in. Okay, so this, all my cards are kind of from, it's like kind of one brand. Mm. So the first card, sorry, but everyone saw that. So on the front of the card, it's like a town square where a bee was driving a car and it hit another bee and killed the bee. The bee's super bloody and dead. Some of the guts are in the car grill. Mm-hmm. Of the bee car, and the bee car is shaped like a flower, which is really cute. And the bee that was driving the car is like looking around like, hey, maybe I'll just leave. But then it's like, well, all these, there's a bunch of other bees and bugs around in the town square, and they saw what happened. And so on the front of the card, it says, sorry, but everyone totally saw that. And you open the card and you say, and it says, but we won't tell. Buzz is the word.
Oh, that's an adorable vehicular manslaughter card. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to put some levity on it.
That big, like, World of Richard Scarry gone wrong last year.
Yeah.
Second time through, Jeff, let's hear your, so you're pretty sure you didn't mutter under your breath enough, and you're pretty sure your boss heard what you said, card.
So on the front, it says, thinking of you in your time of need. And on the inside it says, because you'll be needing to head down to the unemployment office. You're fired. Mm-hmm. Signed, Jared, quote, looks like he's really good at Settlers of Catan, Johnson, CEO.
Hmm. Hmm.
And you kind of look like that.
Yeah. Wait, huh? I was going to say, I was going to be with you on that. I was going to say, each of us have a different image of what that means, but apparently I look like I'm really good at, not a huge fan. I'll play it.
Proving my point.
Yeah. Frankie, so you're pretty sure you didn't mutter under your breath enough, and you're pretty sure your boss heard what you said. Card, go.
Okay, so it's an official company card.
Sure.
And it reads, we also all heard you after you tripped when you somehow used our boss's name in vain in a way that indicates you are long practiced in using it as a swear. Hmm. All 32 of your coworkers have signed it, including your boss.
Oh, nice. Nice. These like e-cards so that we know that all, or there's actually 32 signatures.
There's actually 32 signatures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different colored inks. Ugh. Yeah. Get it together, office. thank you. And Molly, second time through greeting cards. So you're pretty sure you didn't mutter under your breath enough, and you're pretty sure your boss heard what you said. Card.
Okay, great. So the front of the card, it's that same bee
committed vehicular manslaughter.
Bee slaughter.
And he's at work talking at the honey cooler. And there's a speech bubble that comes from him. And it says, "Man, I'd really like to smash the boss from behind." But in the background, there's the queen bee, i.e. the boss. Sure. And yeah, she is really hot and curvy. But she hears that, and it's clear that she's upset from the drawing. And so the front of the card says, "So you're pretty sure you didn't mutter under your breath enough, and you're pretty sure your boss heard what you said." And then you open up the card, and it says, "But some women in power like to be objectified." And the boss bee, it's the drawing of her. It's she's on a stripper pole now. And she's not fully naked, but like nip is popping out, you know?
Sure.
And she's giving money out even though she's the stripper because she's also the boss.
Oh. Yeah. That's
there you go.
Yeah. It's a girl boss power move. To be inverse tipping.
To be.
Yeah, to be, yeah, stretch all those bees.
The only pun is bee that I use as the word bee.
Just the best. All right, third time around, let's wrap up greeting cards. Jeff, let's hear your happy "That's Finally Over Day" card.
So on the front it says, "All good things must come to an end." And on the inside it says, "And luckily, all bad things must come to an end, too. Yeah. Rest in peace, young Sheldon, 2017 to 2024.
Oh, is that 7 or 8 seasons?
That's, I think it's 8.
Oh, God damn it.
The way they do seasons, I don't know.
I mean, don't know either, but.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's more than you think. It's hard to stay young that long.
Yeah.
But it's easy to stay Sheldon that long.
Oh, yeah. Bazinga. It's an uncontained wildfire in my soul. It's like 14% contained. According to Jim, I believe had 7 seasons. Might have been 8. It's just, what do we do? What is wrong with us as a people?
It's waiting for that new Supernatural for like 35 seasons. Just waiting for that new one.
That Jim Belushi had said. You know what? Hi.
Hi.
Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Make me forget.
Mm-hmm.
let's hear your happy "That's Finally Over Day" card.
Okay, so it's an official company card that reads, "Yes, we are firing you because you used the boss's name as a curse word, and we are worried that if we don't punish you immediately and intensely, it will catch on because our boss truly is a Jeremy R. Sandler." Happy "That's Finally Over Day," signed all 32 of your coworkers.
Okay. I'm glad you gave the name because I was already filling it in. Son of a Gary! No. Jeremy R. Sandler. I will try not to let that sink into my regular everyday vocabulary. Thank you, Frankie. And Molly, let's wrap up these greeting cards with your happy "That's Finally Over Day" card.
Okay, great. So it's the same bee from the vehicular manslaughter and the objectifying their female boss bee. It's that same bee. He's kind of like the main character in this series, I guess. but this time he is an angel on a cloud. So he's like a bee angel looking down at his deathbed. And you can see his deathbed, you know, he's like a gray old bee. And he's surrounded by his family and they're crying and his like wife and kids and everybody's there and they like miss him and stuff. But like on the cloud, this bee angel has like a grin. And on the front of the card, it says, "Happy That's Finally Over Day." Okay. And then you open it up and it says, "I'm pretty sure in heaven you get 7 bee beautiful buzz virgins." And the stripper boss for the last card is there and she plays God.
Oh, good.
So yeah, this shitty bee always turns out all right.
Yeah. Yeah. What doesn't turn out all right is stretching those puns that far. Thank you, Molly. You know. No, we thoroughly enjoyed it. 7B Buzz Virgins.
7B. What's son a number a, pun for bees?
Son of a bee. Segment three, it's Campaign Trail. I think it's pretty fair to say that the presidential campaign is heating the fuck up lately. Lots of shit going down. Big stuff. I try to ignore it. But even I can only be so oblivious. And since there's so much campaigning going on in the world at the moment, I figured we should do some our own selves. And so in Campaign Trail, it's your job to give us a campaign speech for the following candidates meant to spark a base or change an undecided mind as they campaign for these varying positions, posts, or platforms. Jeff Brown.
What did I do to you?
You keep agreeing to be on here, I think, is mostly it. And so then each time you get the crank one more higher. You're in the machine, Jeff. And it's not always level one. So let's hear your speech, your campaign speech. You are a leftover crock pot full of non-winning chili cook-off chili, returning home to the fridge and running for sheriff based on lies about your competition accomplishments.
Here's the fucked up thing. This was the first one I finished.
Nice. Nice.
And it fucked the other ones. Because I was so like, I was just like, fuck Jesse.
Sometimes you just got to dig into one.
Also, what is it with you and running for sheriff?
How many positions, how many things can we campaign for on this show? I've done so many.
Also, real quick, I want to give a shout out to our lovely audience member who did point out a spider was falling down next to me as Molly was doing her last segment.
I don't like, I'm fine. I allow the spiders to exist.
Yeah,
in here.
I didn't do anything,
we
appreciate...
coexist. But I do not like them repelling. I do not like that.
It was that. Just midstream, just coming down. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything about
Live
it.
Live saved here tonight.
Yeah. So, okay.
You want to reset?
No, it's fine. Okay. I'm a leftover crock pot full of non-winning chili cook-off chili, returning home to the fridge and running for sheriff based on lies about your competition accomplishments.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
You got lines on this one.
Yeah. I got to pay attention. Okay.
All right. Good afternoon, my fellow condiments and ho! Boy, is it a scorcher today, ain't it? No? Y'all ain't feeling the heat? I reckon not, because I must say y'all look cool as cucumbers. Especially the actual cucumbers down there in the crisper. How you doing down there, Earl?
Feeling pretty cool!
That's good, that's good. I'm glad y'all beating the heat, because I gotta tell you, I'm struggling with it myself. Even though we got near freezer level temperatures down here in the fridge, I'm condensating like a sinner in church. I guess what's got me hot under the collar is the state of our fair town. And maybe what's got me itching and burning like a post-prom night rash is the frustration I'm feeling when I see the crime that's been allowed to run rampant under the incumbent sheriff's rule, a rule that I'm hoping to end come election day as your new sheriff. Or, I don't know, maybe I'm cooking a bit hotter than y'all because I'm still feeling the heat from my overwhelming victory at the Arizona State Fair 2024 Chili Cookout Competition. Pause for applause. If only y'all had been there to see it. None of y'all were there to see it, right? No? Okay, good. I mean, good, because if y'all had been there to witness the calamity and chaos that ensued once them judges got a whiff and taste of your future sheriff, you'd have popped your Tupperware lids. Even you, Hortense, and yours is a screw-on lid.
Boy, howdy!
Oh, yeah. One bite of old Chili Joe, and one of the judges said, as God is my witness, hey, we don't even need to taste any of these other chilies, because this one right here is... the hottest and tastiest chili I've ever had. If this chili was running for sheriff, it'd have my vote, and I've abstained from voting in the past several elections. That's how good this chili is. Makes me want to be a better member of the democratic process. Yeah, that's right. And do y'all know that judge's name?
Why, it was none other than Mr. Sean Evans straight from his Hot Ones television show.
It's a YouTube show!
Okay, Earl, same difference.
Not really, man!
Okay, well, in any case, after everyone had cleared out, Sean invited me to come into his show and be the chili that is celebrity guest seat. Why, Sean said he's going to book DJ Khaled for my episode.
Wait, the guest seat wings with the sauce, not chili. And DJ Khaled is already on Hot Ones in season one and bailed out on wing three. Something don't smell right.
What don't smell right is our current sheriff's policies, a matter I'm hoping to fix come November when you make me your sheriff. Vote Chili Joe. And the scene freezes and darkens. The following text pops up in white font on the screen. Reginald Chili Joe Thompson lost the vote to the incumbent sheriff. A 2-year-old box of Arm & Hammer baking soda. After support waned when several videos of upset chili enthusiasts calling Thompson, quote, uneatable, and, quote, a diarrhea-inducing nightmare, hit social media. This was made worse when Hot Ones host Sean Evans publicly denied any communication with Thompson, stating his opinion on chili mirrored his opinion of DJ Khaled, which was, and I quote, he's a dumb bitch. Following his loss, Thompson was arrested during an FBI sting for his involvement in a fast food condiment trafficking ring. 20 packets of Taco Bell hot sauce were found safe and alive, stuffed in that part of the fridge door where you'd keep butter. Produced by Dick Wolf.
Oh, man. That took a turn. Oh, that was Hot Ones SBU.
Sean Evans didn't maybe really say that about DJ Khaled, but I know he was thinking. Did you watch the episode?
No, did not. I've surprisingly seen bits while never actually purposefully doing so. Thank you, Jeff, and you're welcome as well. Frankie, mm-hmm. Hey there.
Hi.
I don't know. let's hear your campaign speech. You are a crumpled up Ulta receipt running for a position on the shrine for a guy's ex.
You remember this day, Brian, the day I came to be, only to be thrown in the back seat of your car. She bought two things and it cost $217 for reasons you couldn't fathom. Don't they sell this junk at Target for like 10 bucks each, you said? Drugstore makeup, she retorted. Do you expect me to rub cat shit on my face and call that contour too? You still don't quite understand what cheaper makeup has to do with cat turds. You hesitate to put me on the shrine, Brian, because it's not a pleasant memory, but I belong. I represent exactly what you took for granted in her. You didn't have to criticize her spending habits. You could have radically accepted her for who she was, but I represent only one time you tried to undermine exactly what you loved about her. You felt special when she first paid attention to you, right? This confident, radiant girl with all the best things. You, in fact, tried to delude yourself into thinking you could provide her those things, take some weight off her shoulders, but then you couldn't. And rather than figure out if she loved you for something innate about you because you couldn't see anything innately lovable about you, mm-hmm. you tried to lower her standards to something you could meet. And now she's gone. And now you're rummaging through her garbage so you can paint portraits of her in expired makeup to place on this shrine. Embrace that you're the cat turd, Brian, and put me front and center.
Oh, Jesus
fuck. Fuck.
In a way, haven't we all been the cat turd at one point or another to someone? Mm-hmm. Maybe multiple someones. Why do I do this?
I don't know. This is like the 8th show in a row you've given me a breakup prompt.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I gotta check that. Is that three? Okay. I'll work on the timing. That might check out. Thank you, Frankie. Uh-huh. Molly Doan.
Yeah.
All of these campaigns were just just fever dreams this week. So, Molly, let's hear your campaign speech. You are a microwave warped Tupperware lid without a matching container, forgotten in the back of a drawer, assembling a kitchen shadow government.
Right. Hello, everyone. I have gathered you all here today in the second junk drawer to organize, unite, and change how things are done in this fucked up kitchen. In my videos, I usually wear a mask, but today you can all see that I am a microwave warped Tupperware lid without a matching container. I am here the same as you, left, forgotten, unwanted, unused. What do they think? We're just going to go away? Hell no. We're trash, but they're not going to see us as trash, so they're not going to throw us away. So we're fighting back. We're rising up. Now, some of you, mainly the straws and novelty drink markers that no one uses, have brought up concerns of my mental capacity in holding a powerful leadership role. Now, let me just reassure everyone, just because my whole body and thus my brain have been microwaved to the extent where I am warped physically and mentally beyond repair, doesn't mean I don't have reasonable ideas that are good. Now, first thing we will do to restore order, murder all the cops! Murder the cops! Those fuckers hold all the power and hold all the beverages. They speak of a trickle-down system, yet none of them leak. None of them leak! None of them leak like we leak! Hell, I have a fucking big crack going right down my head, which is also my body. Fucking crack splits open every time the drawer gets shoved, slammed closed, which is always because mainly the straws and novelty drink markers no one uses take up too much room in the drawer. So my head is just crack, crack, cracking. Speaking of, we're gonna kill all the eggs! Murder the eggs! We're gonna kill the eggs and we're gonna kill the tomatoes for no other excuse except I'm fucking mad. Spaghetti killed my wife! Spaghetti killed my wife! Yeah, I'm warped, but she was stained. Stained by those lycopene fucks who think they can spread their acidic sauce all over your porous wife. She was never the same. Was in a lower place than ever before. Getting used as a dog water bowl at an Airbnb. She never came back from that. And we will avenge her and clear the family stain by killing the humans! Kill the humans! What do they do? What do the humans do? Besides bringing in sexy banana babes. And then eating them in front of our face. It's not okay to do that to a new widower. So, let us, the contents of the second junk drawer, the takeout utensils, the rubber bands, the extra IKEA screws, the Ziploc bags, the dirty pot holders, and also the straws and novelty drink markers no one uses. Let us unite. Unite under my microwave warped mind that's also my body. To rise up and fight against the Earl Grey teabag men that are controlling us all. And kill the cops.
God damn it.
I was worried I would sound insane saying kill. Like have this and like there's so many kill like all caps and I'm like I think even though it's a Tupperware I think I might sound like
I
murderer.
I think it was the appropriate amount of insane.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, that poor lid. It's been through so much.
He's like the Joker.
Kill the cops. All right. Segment four. Two more segments, guys. We're almost done. I'm sorry. Segment four. It's pseudopharmacals. It seems that campaign trail and pseudopharmacals are often paired in this show. And can you blame us? whether it's worrying about if or how we're going to be able to afford life-saving drugs based on who's elected, or needing something to take our minds off of when or off of whom we have to elect, drugs are a cornerstone of the American political system. And so, in Pseudopharmacals, you've been asked to give us descriptions of three new mind and body-altering pills, sprays, salves, or smokes, hitting the markets and the streets. Make us forget that our elbow hurts when we do that. My elbow does hurt. Damn it. Maybe that was... Jeff Brown. I don't know what I was doing when I was doing the Pseudopharmacals this week either, but...
Just black out when you write these?
Sometimes. Okay, yeah. See a lot of head shaking, and it's appropriate. Jeff Brown.
It's a real Fight Club situation.
Yeah, well, just wait. We've got some verses to get to. Let's hear about your new drug, Glib Duchess.
Hey, do you want to experience the decadent high of a hoity-toity Bridgerton-esque life while monologuing like you're in an Aaron Sorkin show? Then you've got to take a hit of Glib Duchess, a new indica strain available at your local dispensary. Glib Duchess is packed with high counts of weed molecules, which when smoked stimulates the brain language center, which results in an increased level of walking and talking like you're on the West Wing. An added after effect from the marijuana parts we grew also result in changes to speech patterns. Specifically, it makes you sound British. Who's that at the local hang smoking reefer and surrounded by fans of The Social Network and Downton Abbey? It's you, cool cat! Hit that Glib Duchess! I don't do drugs. I don't really... Okay.
That's all right. Oh, well done, Jeff. I'd been thinking recently of watching the first couple seasons of West Wing again, but I just felt like that would make me sad.
Why?
Even sadder than when it came out in the first place. Just, you know.
Nothing to do with today's political atmosphere,
everything,
the world at
everything
large.
To, everything to do, okay, everything okay. to do with that. Everything to do.
But you know what? Rob Lowe's still around.
Sure.
You're looking good.
Well, everybody in the show is still around.
Are they?
I think. Okay. Well, no. No, there's a couple that aren't. Well, what are you going to do?
You know what? What will we do?
Time comes for us all, Jeff. Time is undefeated. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, didn't mean to remind everybody that in the future we're already dead. All right, moving on. Sorry. Frankie, with that in mind, let's hear about your new drug, Poncho Weather.
You might be asking... How is Poncho Weather the name of a medication and not a ska band? Well, surprise. Poncho Weather is a medication and a ska band.
Sure.
Are you depressed, lonely, a band kid who's obsessed with suspenders? Poncho Weather can solve all your problems. Just play Poncho Weather twice a day. Nothing will change about your life, but it's hard to stay unhappy when you're skanking away with those horns playing.
Mm-hmm.
Pick them up, pick them up, pick them up, pick them up, pick them up. Now at your local pharmacy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, God damn it.
I was like, please say skankin' somewhere. Okay.
Skankin' and pick it up, we're there. Everything's fine. Slip on your checks, Vans, and you'll be fine. Oh, I have been subconsciously waiting for an excuse to go home and just listen all the way through to motherfucking Tragic Kingdom again. Oh,
so good. So good.
Top to bottom, guys. One of the best, single best albums ever. Okay. thank you. I shit you not. Tragic Kingdom. So good. Oh, thank you, Milk. I appreciate it.
Sunday Morning.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song. I mean, top to bottom. The whole album. It used to be like my writing album. I would put that on and... the creativity would flow. thank you. I am doing that tonight. Molly Doan, let's wrap up some pseudopharmacals. You've got the commercial one, so I have to reacquaint myself with it. Yes. Okay. Let's hear about your new drug, Cridoxalin.
Hi there. How you doing? Has this ever happened to you?
You wake up one morning, you feed your kids, you walk outside, and you fall into a cursed swamp. Of course you have. Don't worry. This happens to people all the time. It's one thing to fall into a swamp. It's a whole nother thing to fall into a cursed swamp. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, after contact with a cursed swamp, you'll be hallucinating weird little swamp critters for the rest of your life. Me, I fell into a cursed swamp, and soon after I had a water snake with a top hat and came following me around 24/7. That is until I took Cridoxalin. Cridoxalin is an exciting new drug that temporarily cures critter hallucinations after contact with the cursed swamp. Now that fancy dress water snake named Elijah isn't following me around telling me to eat up my kids all the damn time, I can focus on taking care of feeding my kids. Cridoxalin is made up of olanzapine, ziprasidone, and a bunch of magic mud that you take twice a day anally. And it works. Hear these testimonials. My name is Chuck, and after falling into a cursed swamp, a common snapping turtle in BDSM gear kept following my every move and tried to convince me to sell my house. And he was really mean about it. And this turtle kept using my full name, including my middle name that I'm embarrassed of, because my middle name's Baby Turd. Then a friend told me about Cridoxalin. Now I have no plans of selling my house, and no one knows my legal middle name is Baby Turd. I fell in a cursed swamp, and a largemouth bass in Dodgers gear and a black bear in Giants gear kept making love loudly and passionately everywhere I went. And if you were wondering, yes, the largemouth bass was on top. Anyway, whenever they got close to completion, they'd scream, "Confess! Confess!" Now, I did have my hand in some fucked up murders, but that was a few years ago, and these swamp critters had no right to F in front of me and tell me to confess. So I took Cridoxalin, and now I've never felt better. Do not use Cridoxalin if you have fallen in a mystical bayou or bog. Results do vary. Contact your doctor if, while taking Cridoxalin, you see a great blue heron with war paint and an axe. Cridoxalin temporarily cures critter hallucinations after contact with the cursed swamp.
Oh, God damn it.
Was that twice a day annually?
I think it's suppository.
Anally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I said
no. No. No, we heard that was a mud plug. We heard.
You know what? I was going to like Google the synonym for that, but I was like, no, I think it's just anal.
Yeah. Yeah. You were fine. Oh, God damn it. A cursed swamp. Yeah. A gator cosplaying Deadpool. You son of a bitch.
Why is such a challenge with this prompt? Because it's like a medicine that doesn't exist. So it's like, where do you start? And I was like, crit? Sounds like critters.
Well, yeah. You sort of have to break it down into its base elements. It's definitely open-ended, which is a blessing and a curse. But if you got a good open end, then you're ready. Yeah, you're ready for Kerloxum. Segment 5. Oh, we made it. We made it. It's versus v versus. We don't trot out verses often, and I'm sure you all enjoyed it. You guys did most of the other segment fives, so I have to break out the weirdos sometimes. So it's versus v versus. The Olympics are still going on, and I'm still gobbling it all up like a little metal piggy. Not only are there combat events in the Olympics, boxing, judo, dressage. But ultimately, the Olympics are a very civil world war, pitting countries against one another in the spirit of competition, rather than bloodshed and oil having. But in versus v versus, We'll have none of that touchy-feely crap. In VVV, you are presented with a pair of combatants and asked to tell me who would win and how you see the fight going down. Jeff Brown. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one actually took a while. I couldn't figure out who the first one was going against, and then it came to me. Jeff Brown, let's hear who would win in your fight between the animals in a six-year-old's crayon drawing brought to life versus the monsters from a bad trip hallucination come to life.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yes,
folks, we are here at the final match of 2024 Sleep Deprivation Battle Royale. A winner-take-all competition where outlandish concepts and unrealized fears battle it out in the mind of this year's unwilling sponsor, Jesse Jones. We've spent the last 3 weeks watching Jesse Jones toss and turn while visions of sugar plums dance in his head, but those visions quickly turn dark as Jesse's declining mental state due to work-related stress and 90-degree nighttime temperatures in Sacramento swapped out sugar plums with satanic puppies and traded counting sheep for counting the days until death wraps him in its warm embrace. The end result? A nightmare-fueled menagerie of cage matches oozing out of Jesse's subconscious. It's meta as fuck! Tonight's title card fight is kicking off now on the main stage. Our contestants, a six-year-old's crown drawings. Crown drawings. Given life versus our returning champions. Creatures stemming from Jesse's drug-addled hallucinations.
I wish.
For fans of Jesse's drug-addled hallucinations who can't stick around to watch the main fight, don't worry. You'll be able to catch Jesse's drug-addled hallucinations again at Nevada's Black Rock Desert from August 25th through September 2nd.
Well, it'll be the 21st, but yeah.
And there's the bell, and we're off. The crown drawing is consisting of a tiger with a 10-pack, holding nunchucks, as well as a cat with anime-style eyes and the word Nico hovering above its head, make their way to the center of the ring, where they're met by the drug-addled hallucinations, which consist of several dozen Funko Pops, whose vinyl bodies have been made flesh, engorged heads of pop culture icons screaming in a cacophony of pain and torment. The two groups circle one another. The air tense. The ripped tiger lunges at the nearest Funko Pop, and wait! What's this? The lights have gone out!
Oh.
The entire arena is pitch black. I can hear scuffling and screams and the lights are back on! And both the Funko Pops and the drawings are down!
Oh.
They're all down face on the mat. What? Who can? Oh, it's a bottle of melatonin with a steel chair!
I wish.
This is it, folks. The walls of this stress-induced hellscape are coming down. The beast known as Jesse Jones is finally drifting off to a restful sleep. And this year's Sleep Deprivation Battle Royale has come to a close, but don't worry. We'll see you again next week, once the sleep aids wear off. And the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
And the week after that. And the week after that.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Oh, you know what's even more fun? That you think melatonin fucking works.
You take enough of it. It'll do something.
I'll have to have a fistful because none of it. Melatonin. What are the other aids that I've tried? Nothing works. I've now just resigned myself. I feel fantastic after 5 hours of sleep, Jeff. Five is luxury. Anything over three is a goddamn picnic in the park with cartwheel blowjobs. It's fucking terrible.
Wait, so is the cartwheel, is the person standing still? Or is it the person who's rotating? Which one is?
I don't know.
Okay, is it both rotating at the same time?
It's just perpetual.
I worry about you. I just want you to get some sleep, and I want you to de-stress, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. It's terrible that I feel great on a five-hour.
Yeah, that's right. It's a weird high you get, right? And you're like, this is sustainable.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, and then people write bits about it.
No,
you're like, this
right.
Isn't good.
That's right.
This is bleeding out into reality.
That's the beauty of being behind the podium is you get just shit on. JoJo has really started to go out of his way to really give me the business when he's on the show now.
That's his way of saying that he loves you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's how I take it.
But also,
doubly, it's his way of getting his rage against you out.
That's fine.
So
I am a conduit. I Jeff, how can people get more Jeff Brown in their lives if they would so choose such a thing?
Well, I will be here again, I believe, on the 18th, doing The Chafe.
Oh, nice.
Which is Emma's new show, which is what I'm understanding. Very. I saw the first one. Great.
Yeah.
Second one I heard was great.
Also
what I'm going to be on. Great.
It's going to be great.
Probably, yeah, on the
18th. It's a good show. It's a really good show.
You can go to mom-hat.com if you want to like listen to things or watch things or read things. Not a lot of reading. I don't like to do that. But, yeah, we've got a lot of different types of content. You can watch podcasts. You could watch them now. They're on YouTube.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I know it seemed like a misnomer. No, it was accurate.
Oh, yeah.
I upload those things. They're 5 years old. It still makes content. And D&D, video games, all kinds of stuff. So mom-hat.com. You can go there.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media. I don't really do much aside from post very thinly veiled cries for help.
Yeah. Well, that's what social media is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Frankie, this one has been on the prompt sheet for a while, and I don't know, figured why not. Frankie, let's hear who would win in your fight between an ice chest full of cold, delicious adult beverages versus a bunch of fucking lightweights.
Look, Darlene, I don't understand why you're being so obtuse. Johnny said he and his friends are big kids now, so of course I brought beers to the birthday party. Yeah. Why would I bring beers to an 8-year-old's birthday party? Did you not hear me, Darlene? He declared himself and his friends adults. Maybe you lied when you said you were leftist, but I actually believe in self-determination and childhood autonomy. Oh, that's just a thing kids say. Oh, and is no just a thing women say, Darlene? It doesn't even matter who brought the beers. What's done is done. The children are absolutely sloshed. What do you mean you're calling CPS and going to your mom's? What happened to ACAB, you fucking fed?
All right. You know what? That was a pretty predictable fight. Yeah. Especially when the fucking lightweights are 8 years old. Thank you, Frankie. Hey, Frankie Lord.
Hey.
How can people get more of what it is that you're about outside of the very specific confines of this episode of The Stab Show?
So I actually started a podcast since I was here last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Spoilered Rotten. I read horror books and then I explain them in detail to my friends so that they don't have to read them because they're busy or afraid or both. And Milk, who's in the other room, has been on it. My other friends have been on it. I want to have more people on it. So it's on Spotify. I also spoiler rotten.xyz. If the titles interest anybody, so far we've done Tender is the Flesh, Pet, Foe, Youngblood. Oh, and This Thing Between Us. So
I know none of those. I'm not really a reader. I'm barely literate. Cool. So,
well, you can come on the show and I'll read a book to you or summarize a book
at
you.
Nope. You've committed to reading a book to me. I will not let you off that hook. Oh.
And then you can still find me at Oops and Non-Binary on TikTok and Instagram.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful to have you as always. Hey, Molly, before you wrap up this gosh darn show with what might be the prompt that we have to just shut the show down on. I don't think I can get better than this.
Pressure.
Molly, how can people enjoy more of what it is that Molly Doan does?
Oh, gosh. I guess you'd have to be in L.A. Well, yeah.
Largely, yeah.
But if you are, come to the Yard on Wednesday nights. I perform every Wednesday, and it's really fun. And find me online. You know, I'm always on the verge of posting something.
Oh, man.
Just find me on Instagram at Mothman, like Mothman, who's real, I think. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Well,
and
Molly,
I'm happy to be here.
Huh?
And I'm happy to be here.
Oh.
And this prompt is not fair. You gave me three things.
Well, yes, just because I felt like it needed it. And, you know, to give you a little bit of a challenge. Molly, let's hear who would win in this fight between a car full of frustrated dudes after a night at the bars fueled by the Jack in the Box late night munchies meal, versus a group of stoners fueled by the Taco Bell fourth meal, versus a group of theater kids hopped up on Denny's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 menu.
Welcome to the 2024 meeting of the annoying groups of people you wouldn't want to be around on a Saturday night, held in the Quiznos parking lot and sponsored by Subway. Hello, we are your commentators for today. I'm Tabitha Volleyball.
And I'm Jim Bergeron de Chazelion.
Today we have three very annoying groups of people competing for this year's prize, which is, of course, nothing. Oh, and here they come in this year's opening ceremony.
That's right. This year's games, sponsored by Subway, are taking place in the Quiznos parking lot. They really just want Quiznos to die. As our first team arrives, we see the beautiful dance of trash blow as the first car parks crookedly over four parking spots. How exciting it must be, the frustrated drunk dudes coming back from the car. Yep, there's already vomit on the asphalt. So they're really coming into this arena and saying, oh yeah, uh-huh, oh yeah, this is my house.
This team consists of Jeremy, Scott, and Phil Rogers, more commonly known as Baby Turd. The stoners are now arriving like mystical vampires via appearing out of a large plume of smoke. Yes. Something interesting about the stoner team this year is that they are vape stoners, i.e. stoners who vape. Now, Tabitha, vape stoners aren't real stoners, are they? No, they are absolutely not, Jim. Real stoners smoke that dank plant. Absolutely. That's what everyone thinks. That's what everyone believes. Now, the stoners do have an advantage as they are fueled by the Taco Bell fourth menu, arguably the best food involved in this entire competition. My baby's first words were cinnamon twists. It's not true, but it's a fun story. The stoner team consists of Damien, Scott, and Jessica. Uh-oh, I'm starting to get really annoyed. The theater kids that just finished at Denny's must be here. These kids are so fucking annoying, my God. I think they may just ruin theater for the entire world. Absolutely. Now, these kids just finished a bad production of Spring Awakening, and I'll tell you what, they are as horny as they are annoying. And they're hopped up on sweet, sweet Denny's pancakes. What a nightmare. This team is made up of Tony, Scott, and Maria. Now, the Scots, we see the Scots of every team meeting in the middle of the Quiznos parking lot, as is tradition. The men offering a buttery Jack, the stoners, a Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco, and the theater kids, part of a chicken-loaded potato skillet. Oh no, it looks like the theater kids, Scott, looks like the frustrated drunk Scott's estranged son. He lashes out for the theater kid. Oh, the theater kid Scott throws coins at the drunk Scott's eyes. That's right. The theater kids always have change because they never tip their Denny's servers. Yeah, they fucking suck. But they're young and don't know, I guess. The stoners, as expected, do nothing. The frustrated Jack in the Box men stumble around together like an amoeba and all fall down. They have started crying. The frustrated men have started crying. They are crying about missing their ex-wives. That's right. It's times like this where you really realize you were a piece of shit to your wife and should have made better choices, especially now that you just started to try to fight a kid. Yikes. Not even a Jack's spicy chicken sandwich is going to dry those tears. Oh, the theater kids have started playing theater warm-up games. Oh, not just that. They're playing games where they sing and none of them can sing. Yikes, that might be the end of the night right here. The stoners remain doing nothing, although they have pulled out naked chicken chips and are eating them silently. Wow, you know they make naked chicken tacos? What the actual fuck? The chicken is the taco shell? What the hell? It seems as though the theater kids' youth and naivete have inspired the frustrated men, and they're looking to project onto these kids they've never met. That's right. The fathers of these men were not very nice to them. And the men are too scared to get therapy. That's right, Jim. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but men are afraid of going to therapy because they think they'll get anally probed, like in an alien abduction. Is that correct, Jim? That's right, Tabitha. Let's check back in with the stoners. They've finished their Taco Bell and look sleepy. The frustrated men have learned to give themselves permission to be silly or make mistakes. I don't know, maybe get up and sing a song next time at karaoke. Mm. And the theater kids have started arguing each other over basic choreography moves. And now it looks like the largemouth bass top in Dodgers gear and a black bear bottom in Giants gear are telling us to eat all the competitors. And the warped Tupperware top is telling me to kill all the cups. Oh, nice. Everyone here is a winner. Except Quiznos. Until next year.
Oh, and that was the Stab Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel, Jeff Brown, Frankie Lord, and Molly Dome. Now, if you'd like to catch the Stab Show live as it happens, all you have to do is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30. Or stay at home and tune in on Stab TV on Twitch. Either way, we'll be happy to see you, or e-see you, or whichever. And, of course, you can still get the Stab Show in podcast form via the podcast provider of your choice. They also let you like, comment, and share, too. Why don't you? Well, that'd be nice. But, unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So, until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying, if actions speak louder than words, then try signing profanities versus screaming them, and see which one feels better. Good night!